12 minutes of their time is on the phone.
GCED, September 28th.
So, maybe what you do is train the president.
Bernice, I'm not going to have to be able to stay for 10.
Not 20 minutes.
At what point do you make that?
I need to get across the street.
You split that off.
Okay.
You tell the county people show up at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Are you ready? She has to go.
Yeah, no, good point.
It is, a lot of it is just pure training.
Yes.
Over and over again, repetitive stuff.
Okay, let's go. I'm sorry. You have a shield.
This is yours.
Oh, thank you. Is this yours?
I didn't give you a top.
Is this yours?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm carrying four pens around now just for the heck of it.
No, they're not.
Oh, boy. Anyway, you missed a great, you missed the debut, Sheila, of the
I went to the Tallulah funeral.
Okay.
It was very clear. It was strictly in-house. It didn't even go out in the stream. So,
I had a couple of problems.
But it's very sharp. And George and Mary were sitting there. So we get the back of their head.
Not bad.
And Doug apparently is slightly touchy about that. So he rolled himself out of the picture because we both were getting here and there.
It was
Reggie's head with the little skunk stripe. This was peeking over the back of his head. It was a very funny scene to watch.
You never know what's going to happen.
But it does work. I'm not sure. I'm substantially nearsighted, so that screen is tougher to read than this screen.
Right.
Sitting in that chair. But it does work.
Okay.
And if we now hook it up to the stream, we'll be in great shape. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay.
Okay. I am very sorry, but his meeting preceded ours, and we had three topics, and they were one was more interesting than the other, and I couldn't get him to shut up.
No problem.
Should even have the sheet.
Anyhow, I'm glad to meet you, Mary Kay Cavallaro.
Cavallaro.
The three Cavalleros.
Thank you. That's what my kids are.
Goodbye.
Oh, is that true?
Cavalleros.
That's very cute.
There's just information I have.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway, it's a pleasure, and we all wanted to meet you. Sure, shut the door. I don't know who's out there.
Somebody talking.
Sure. Reporter.
Okay.
Screw your name down at the bottom. Give yourself a title.
Give you a chance to let us know, now that you're the coordinator and director of the Westchester County Youth Bureau, an overview, an update on current youth programs, and you know what you want to happen, and what we want to help you happen. So,
a brief overview on the programs. We are every year we get money from the Office of Children and Family Services, as well as the Invest in Kids, which is local tax levy dollars. We're in the second year of a three-year RFP process, or a three-year contract with the Invest in Kids funds. So we will not be doing an RFP for the investing case this year. We will do an RFP mid-2011 for the 2012 funding period for investing kids. The programs that we fund through the Office of Children and Family Services, we do so with the caveat they understand that OCFS funding might not be there the following year. So we've been doing one-year contracts for them, even though they responded to the three-year RFP. Because when we did the three-year RFP, if you remember, the OCFS literally took all our money away, and they didn't restore it until like April or May. Oh, I'm sorry. Office of Children and Family Services at the state level.
Okay.
So we were afraid to commit to a three-year contract knowing what OCFS had done. So we do individual year contracts year to year based upon that RFP. So again, we'll be doing an RFP mid-2011. And since I've now taken over the office, I have a couple of ideas on what I want to do for that RFP for future funding. I definitely am going to be looking at best practice models, specifically to fund best practice models and to have programs respond to the RFP based upon best practice model outcomes. Right now, all the programs, this is, of course, this is me 5 weeks into the job. So I might, you know, in December, somebody might say to me, you know, you can't do that. But until then, this is my plan. I do want to do those best practice model outcomes. That being said, that will be put into the RFP. In the past, we have allowed the programs to develop outcomes that fit their programs. I think going forward, what I want to do is have outcomes that fit my needs assessment and what I, as the Youth Bureau, Youth Board, administration is trying to do in regard to what the needs assessment is driving towards. So needs assessment, we do, I think it's every 3 years and we update it yearly. And like this last needs assessment drove the RFP. The request for proposal for all the funding that we had, and it was childhood obesity, it was truancy, it was teen pregnancy, and it was trying to still instill positive youth development through the arts and music and culture. And so we have a large smattering of programs that address those particular issues. So, but that being said, they were able to do their own outcomes addressing those issues. I want to bring it back one step. Create the outcomes to address those issues that the programs have to follow, because I believe that that will give us a better feel across the board of success. You know, and we might see that the program is operating in Peekskill and in Neuchâtel, and Peekskill is doing it better. Why is it doing it better? How is it doing it? And we can only do that, we can only know that if we measure outcome to outcome, not based upon program outcome. So that's the program and where I want to go. As it is right now, we do have programs that are funded. They are meeting their outcomes as they develop and as our staff approve them. So they're doing fine, and we're happy to have them, and everybody's doing a good job. I think right now we are reaching over 34,000 youth. We have funding through Invest in Kids, COPS, which is Community Optional Preventive Services through DSS. We have OCFS, IIK, and COPS. We are going ahead with some youth board issue agendas. We have the Millie Kibrick event coming up in October, which honors 10 youth who do volunteer service. I have that in the folder I created this, and you can read through. It tells you a lot about what the Youth Bureau is doing, where we're going, what we are. We have funding sources. You can see the Invest in Kids funding has gone up, down, up, down. And hopefully on the up and stays that way. I've also included the Youth Bureau contract process and fiscal claiming process, because a lot of times the agencies call us and they are very upset that they haven't gotten their money. And when we literally explain to them how many hands inside the county touches a contract, they're like, oh. And we do the best we can in the time that we are allowed, but it's out of our hands sometimes. So when the agency does call, we work our best to get everybody paid in a timely fashion, but that's also some of the factors that take into play, and we do the best that we can. We also have a services directory. I've included that as well. That is literally tells all the programs that we fund on a year-to-year basis. We have a website. It has all of our funded programs, has a directory, but it also has all of the any time an agency submits something to us, it was always on hard copy. There was always a lot of paperwork involved. So what we've done is we've done a lot of that on the email, and they can actually submit their claims via email. They have to actually send us the backup documentation though in hard copy, because that's the copies of their checks and not all the agencies have scannability at this point. So we do require a hard copy for backup documentation. We also have a web-based system through Invest in Kids that instead of the programs submitting paper, they go on to a web-based that we created. They include all the information that they have accumulated over the month, and that web-based program then it gives us cumulative information and then creates an annual report. And then the agency could go in and include narrative, meaning like their successes and their collaborations and highlights of the year, but their hard, cold facts are already accumulated and everything because of it throughout the course of the year they've been putting the information in. As a matter of fact, I was at a state meeting and I had mentioned it to somebody at the state level and they were like, that sounds like a really good program. Can we, so we're actually going to be sending the information to the state regarding that web-based application and web-based information. The youth board, we have the Millie Kibrick, and we have the there's Rosemary Siragusa, Millie Kibrick, the 10 youth that are on it for volunteer. Pat Lanza is an enormous support for that program. Last year, she gave out $50,000 in scholarships to those 10 kids. So she comes to the program. She talks to the kids, and they walk away with such a good impression of her, and she's such a wonderful person. We have the Rosemary Siragusa Memorial that we give out every year. It's an award for an adult volunteer who works with youth in a volunteer capacity. There's a lot of people that work with youth, but there's not as many that volunteer with youth. So we honor that person. We will honor a person every year. And we've had a couple of people that also, once they win the Rosemary Siragusa Award, we kind of encourage them to join our board, because if they're so involved with youth, it's a great relationship between the two. I have also our funded agencies listed on the information sheet. We have so many programs, and we do so many different things with them that you can read about in the directory. But we also have collaborative efforts that we do, and I was looking on the website as to what the mission of this committee is. So just off the top of my head, I just wanted to maybe touch upon a couple of things that your mission talks about, and you're talking about addressing the needs of emerging communities. We have we have tried to gear programs towards Hispanic population and pregnancy prevention population within that population. In reference to communicating with our funded agencies, we try to be as transparent as we can be. We put out information. We give everybody equal opportunity. Everybody's on our web-based system. Everybody's in our email list. So if we have any opportunities, if we get information from the state, we communicate that information to our funded agencies, whether it's an RFP, whether it's a new way of reporting something, so that we're all communicating in the same manner. Everybody's getting the same information. We also, for the programs that serve the Latino population, their program people are bilingual, so they understand what we're saying, and then they communicate. If somebody doesn't understand, they communicate to their person who's working with them. In reference to our contracts, we do have some programs that are considered minority women-owned based, but even in our when we do short-form contracts, we do it off of minority and women-owned businesses. We have people of color, people of Latino descent that were teachers at our Westchester Scholars Program this summer. So we definitely reach out to that community. We definitely make an effort to give them as much, if not more, information and opportunity than the general population. In reference to evaluating, overseeing the youth programs, I was talking about the outcomes before, and the outcomes that I'm trying to, that I will be implementing in our RFP for next year. So I think outcomes is a work in progress, and at this point, I think they're good, but I think they can be better, and that's what I'm going to be trying to do.
How do you feel since you took over? Have there been many other people that left because of retirement? Did you lose a lot?
Yes. We had somebody leave in May, and then we had Sue Larrick leave along with Marlene in August. Yeah. So we're down to six people. So I know that it's going to be a challenge, but I think that the people that we have are so good that, especially when I'm talking about the outcomes, when I'm talking about measuring apples to apples, they're on the same page with me, they understand it, and I think that we can go forward within the number of programs that we have. I believe that we can go forward and still keep the same level of service.
Right, and go ahead. Well, I wish you, a lot of luck. Is there anybody here, Sheila, Judy, Bill, that have any questions?
I'd just like to say you do an awful lot with a little.
Right.
It is really, really impressive.
Thank you.
I think you have been able to, in 10 minutes, really succinctly possibly for the first time for me, and that's, I've been here quite a while, really bring it all into a nutshell about the importance of the Youth Bureau and how much it does. I'm grateful.
Right. Thank you.
I would echo that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the extent, which, like Judy, and I suspect Sheila, I just didn't get the breadth of what you do. I don't mean to speak for you, but it's just kind of amazing to just hear this. Yeah. And you said you served
34,000. That includes the contracted agencies, mm-hmm. as well as the money that's funneled down through the New York State Office of Children and Family Services mm-hmm. that I administer. So we receive all the applications, their annual reports, their claims, and we process everything on behalf of them. We forward the claims to the state, and they process the claims. But we don't go out and do the contract site visits. We're only required to do it once every 3 years, so it's not as labor intensive as our contract programs. But it's still there, and we still do it.
You said you were explaining to some of your contract vendees the number of hands that touch the contract mm-hmm. as they go through the process. Things can always be changed, and sometimes this process can be streamlined. Is there any effort that you're undertaking to try to cut down the number of those things? I assume everybody thinks that they're vital in the chain, so that's not a question of insulting them, but it is a question of perhaps shrinking the number of times that it has to be touched.
Well, I think
it has to go through ANC. It has to be approved by your office. Anything else I'm not so sure about.
I mean, I don't... But I think
I'm not asking you to badmouth anybody.
I think one of the things that I think it can quicken the steps, although they're very quick, but it still has to be we have to take the contract and send it to the record center for them to scan it, and then it has to go into
Before it's awarded?
Send to the contractor as an executed contract. So if you see it here, but we all have these high-tech copiers. I scan everything I have because my contracts go back to the vendor's paperless. They get a copy of it. So theoretically, do I think that the record center needs to be inundated with all those contracts to copy when the agency itself, meaning the Youth Bureau, whatever division, can literally copy and scan. Everybody has the copier capability to copy and scan. So that might save a week on the contract process.
Well, that sounds like a terrific idea. Roughly speaking, how long does a contract take from the point where you execute it to the time it actually delivers? We did one here that I was involved in. It took almost 3 months.
Yeah, I was going to say between 6 and 8 weeks at a minimum. That's, but that's barring, people being on vacation. So I would say 8 weeks. And that's a good estimate.
And do you have any sort of a flow chart that would show us that?
In regard to like a log?
No, just the steps.
Yeah, and if you look on that Youth Bureau contract process, those are the steps for the contract.
Oh, those are the steps.
That's all your hands.
Because I didn't see the record center.
Did I not put it in there?
Well, I just didn't see it. I wasn't reading it for that.
Yeah, it's there. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Contracts are created and sent to agencies. Upon the return, the contract passes through risk management, law department, and then sent to record center to be scanned.
Righto.
So, I mean, but that's because I have a great copier and it works all the time. I'm making the assumption that everybody's copier always works and is always up and running when they need it to run. Mm-hmm. Technology is only as good as the technology that we're given.
Yeah.
So that might be a reason why it gets sent to the record center. I don't know, but for our purposes, I believe that we can really do our scanning and attach it to OnBase. But that's just
might be something even to volunteer and see what would happen.
That's right. Like a pilot program.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you,
June.
Can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
Because I'm trying to do quick addition, and I realize you may have these numbers. The entire budget for Youth Bureau is how much this year?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I wanted to see the breakout. It says here.
Well, there's operating budget. There's budgets for the miscellaneous investing kids. You know what I mean? Specifically.
Right. I was just trying to, for my own purposes, see how much is New York State, how much is county tax levy.
Oh, I think that's on there.
Isn't that under funding sources?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Right. So this year, 2010, we have $2,134,000 and change for investing kids.
And that's total tax levy?
Yes.
Okay.
And then further down, you'll see YDDP, SDPP, and
right.
RHYA.
And that's all
that's
OCSF, so that's about $1.3 million.
And then if you go further down, you'll see COPS funding.
Yeah,
and that's $550.
And that's DSS, but is it?
Exactly. I think
some of it's
DSS
from the state.
DSS, I believe, is 65-35.
Yeah.
It's some percentage like that
I
where
think it is,
DSS
too.
Provides the local tax, and COPS is state funded.
Yeah.
I don't know that the state funding, I think it's state only. I don't think it's federal. As far as I know, it's not federal coming down to the state, coming down to DSS, then coming to us.
So the sum of those three is your budget, basically.
Is our program budget.
Program
yes.
budget.
And your operating budget, Mary Kate, comes from the county budget.
Well, it does, but some of those costs are absorbed through DSS because we operate so many programs in conjunction with DSS. We also get reimbursement from the state for administrative positions.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that in budget. It's just interesting to see what it takes to make it work.
Anne, do you have any?
No, I only want to compliment Mary Kate because I think that this document and the work that I've known, we've worked together for a long, long time, and I just think she's fabulous, and Mary Kate was always the person behind the scenes through a number of youth executive directors, and she was really there and is just amazing in terms of what she can get her hands on at a phone call. She's always there to talk to you. And I just know that Marlene feels good that this
Bureau is
in the hands of Mary Kate and Julia and Ronnie and Arrow and Kate. And I know that as someone who served on the County Youth Board, that also is a support system because they do site visits and they do see these programs in action. And this is a totally voluntary board. And I think that it just has served the Youth Bureau very well. And I think it's important to know that they're there and that hopefully that they are also providing the support for Mary Kate and the office. But she is a phenomenon, and I'm just happy to say that.
We're very pleased. And if there's anything that this committee could do for you or anything that you, Ann, would like us to bring up here, you have given us a couple of programs that were very good, and your friend Ann also.
Yes, she's out of it. She's on vacation, which I.
Well, she's entitled.
Well, I didn't think so. Not when you had a meeting.
Really. Yeah, I'll keep that in my memory.
But I think also that Mary Kate is a good source for interesting programs that they fund. And I was thinking when you talked about. Your mission coinciding with the Youth Bureau mission to suggest, you know, perhaps some of those childhood obesity program or a good pregnancy prevention program, since that unfortunately continues to be an issue in the county. And I know the childhood obesity has been raised in a lot of the places where I sit. We did have a conversation about that at the New Rochelle Network. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you could check on this, if Charlene Grant has ever presented here on her work, which is looking at prenatal,
yes.
early childhood.
Oh, Cheryl Hunter Grant.
Cheryl Hunter Grant.
Has she presented
yeah.
at any of your meetings?
I believe a while ago at a I think it was when the Department of Health was in, because
right.
they're working also very much on
so
childhood
these are
obesity.
Things that I would think we might
yeah.
we might down the road want to look at again.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you look through the directory and you see any programs that you want to have come in, absolutely. They are seeing them discuss their programs it just gives you such insight to things that even though you think you know a lot, you're like, I did not know that, you know, because they present every month at the youth board. We grab somebody from our funded agency and we say, come in and give a 15-minute overview. And it usually ends up being an hour because the board is so enthralled and it's so many questions. And so it's really an eye-opener to, you know, you think you have your hands on a lot and then you're looking and you're like, wow, they really are touching a lot of people with a lot of different help supports. So.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to see Rose or would like to hear from any of these at our youth meeting, we have seniors when?
Every third Tuesday.
Every third Tuesday, and we have youth.
The fourth.
So Tuesday. Just give me ideas.
I think it would be good if you look through this at your leisure.
Yeah.
I don't know. All the other program I was thinking of, Mary Kate, was the youth court.
Inertial
Youth Court, whether they had ever presented.
No.
And I think that's
that might be
another good program because it would be if some of those young people.
Yeah, the kids when they come in, they're like, oh, they have their suits on, and they're all like, you know, it's nice to see. You know, it's nice to hear. You know, there's always evidence based, but the anecdotal is always it's what touch your heart. You know, so that's. Like, I'm very evidence-based, but Marlene always said to me, Mary Kay, you got to use your heart sometimes, too. And I'm like, all right, Marlene. But it really does. It affects you. But you're like, you know what? This money really is changing people's lives. And you see it, you know? But I did, when you said intergenerational, I just wanted to make a... We're doing a... we're collaborating with Ensign to do a first intergenerational conference. Just the learning, the ABCs of intergenerational programming. So, because I think we have... one, if not two, programs that they work with seniors and young children or young adults. And this is just on ABCs on how to create programs and sustain programs. But we're supporting this just... Did I put that in?
Yep, it's in. November 16th. That sounds good.
So it's just something that we're funding.
And just talk about the STRIVE program that was funded through you.
The Dance STRIVE program?
The Dance program.
Yeah, they came in and did a presentation and... that's through Kelly Johnson and the Rochelle Youth Bureau, and the majority of that programming takes place on the weekends. So it's, you know, getting those kids there every weekend, it just shows that they need places to go, and that it's they are making the effort to show up at early on Saturday morning to do the work it takes to be part of this program. And, you know, it's just another reminder that the youth bureaus, the local youth bureaus, who are doing direct services are really affecting the youth as well, because we have a relationship with all the local youth bureaus. Mm-hmm. And although we do non-direct, we actually fund the programs, they are doing a lot of the direct programming, and they really have their hands in the community, and they're great. If you represent an area that has a youth bureau, I suggest you go in and really visit it, and because those programs are outrageous. White Plains Youth Bureau. Is really great. Peekskill, I was up in Peekskill the other day, and they are now housed in the old fire station. So, I mean, it's old, but it's got such character, and they love it. The kids are walking around. I never really got to go out, because I was always like the person, you know, doing all the work, but I was always the one that was in the
behind
office.
The scenes, yeah.
So now that I'm going out and seeing the programs, it's great to see it. It's great to see the effects of what you're doing, and reminder that it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. Well, again, I thank you.
You're welcome.
And anytime you have anything besides, you know, money that has to come before us, you notify Rose. And if there's something really good, you know, we'd like to hear about it.
Okay.
So thanks.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. How much money that I guess comes in to you is from grants? Do you utilize a fair amount of that, or do you have someone who does grant writing for you?
No, we do not have a grant writer. We have New York City Office of Children and Family Services is their formula is based on population. So it's not even like you don't have to say, can you give us the money? It's there. It's allocated per number of youth.
Okay.
So that's how we get our money. But I was actually just talking to Ann before the meeting, and I was saying that I wanted to see if I could reach out to some other community agencies to see what we could do in the way of grant writing to sustain or, you know, to give increased funding to local programs in Westchester. Instead of one person doing grant writing, having a group of people
right.
efforting to do this, to, you know, and the funding, I would think the funding program would be driven by the needs assessment, which shows the numbers that can be our evidence, as well as anecdotal information. That's how we fund all our programs. Mm-hmm. So that would be my caveat, that I would definitely want the programming funded based on the needs assessment.
Well, and that also, in the end, makes it so much easier mm-hmm. when it's budget time.
Right.
Where, and the question comes up, well, this is great, but is it working?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Right. So it's twofold.
So just a question to that. You know, if one of the youth bureaus wanted to apply for a grant, would they be allowed to do so? And then how would the funding? Would the funding go through your office and then back to them?
A grant in the way of...
It's a private foundation, Nike
no,
or Kellogg or something.
Are
like,
they,
like Westcop operates. If it comes to ECAP, it has to go through Westcop and then get
no.
ECAP.
They can pursue their own funding. And they do.
And they could, and it can go directly to them.
Right.
Okay, well, that's
yes,
good.
Yes. We a lot of times we do letters of support to the program
in their
response to the RFP. Like the state just put out I can't remember the amount of money, but it's Special Delinquency Prevention Program
right.
funding, and it's 100% funding. So we've been getting letters saying we need your support,
right.
and you know, so we're creating letters of support to say we've funded these programs, we believe in these programs, we believe that our outcomes that we've created helps us, you know, sustain that program. So hopefully we'll hear that we got a lot of, because it went out statewide, but hopefully we'll go back that some of the not-for-profits were eligible for it. Municipalities are not eligible for the 100%
mm-hmm.
SDPP funding, but
we'll
hear back.
Okay. And thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very
thank
much.
You so much.
I need
minutes of
September, August 24th and September 21st.
Do you have other presentations or this
no.
is...
I will move the minutes.
Okay. And I think I'm here for both of them, but I'll second them.
Okay, Bill seconds them. Then.
Oh, wait, I can't move the 24th. I wasn't here.
I can move that.
Oh, right, I know I wasn't here because I missed Diane.
Yes, right.
I just met
okay. So I'll move and...
I'll second.
Okay.
And then we have to receive and file number 1 and 2. Pending referrals.
Oh, the letter. We've all seen that.
Right.
That's the rough letters. We receive and file those.
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if there's nothing else, you can go to your...
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Good meeting, Bernice.
Good meeting.
You sound great.
Are you coldy or allergy-ish?
I don't know. I got it Thursday, and this is the tail end of it.
Oh.
And it seems, I think it's viral, because everyone I talked to is like, oh, I just got it, or I'm getting over it. So.
You have to sound nasal.